Thanks for coming to the Unlimited Unloaded page for this abbreviated version of Bulls Beat. Normally a half-hour show, but some days, especially during the summer months, we're just not going to have a half hour of material. And as you can tell by the size of the file here, just a few minutes on this program. Definitely wanted to mention a couple things. And then we'll be back to the full length on Friday because I'm planning on going to the Muma Center Thursday and interviewing some new members of both the men's and women's basketball teams. As you know, plenty of new members of both. Now, a former member of the USF baseball staff, we wish the best of luck to Alan Kunkel. Definitely wanted to mention this. He was one of Billy Moll's assistants for the last two seasons when that staff was revamped to include Bo Durkak and Carsten Whitson. Well, Kunkel is the new assistant coach at UAB, which has its new head coach, Casey Dunn. Knows a little bit about Birmingham, does Dunn, as he came from Samford, which is, if you didn't know, in Birmingham. He was their coach for the last 17 years, got them to the NCAA tournament three times. The only three appearances in their program history this last year was the third time. They've actually made the championship game of their conference tournament six of the last 8 years, and again, winning Conference USA three times. So Dunn is the new head coach, and he brought along Alan Kunkel, who I'm going to try and bother at some point, not right now since he's, you know, moving and whatnot, but to figure out how the connection with Dunn came to be. And there's, of course, sadness there. Kunkel did such a great job with his staff. If you didn't see his post on social media, he thanks Coach Moll for giving him the opportunity to break through to Division I baseball. Remember, Alan was the head coach at Calvary Christian down in the southern part of the state. Says, I cannot thank you enough for believing in me, as Kunkel's talking about Coach Moll, for allowing us to build memories with the Moll kiddos and share family and COVID experiences. I am forever grateful for our friendship. Words cannot express how much I have learned and how much fun I have had here with USF Baseball. Kunkel going to the UAB staff. That sad news definitely comes with a good side, and that is that Carsten Whitson, who, selfishly, you couldn't help but think, how long is he going to be a volunteer assistant coach? And he took over the pitching staff last year. Well, he is now an official slash paid assistant coach on the staff. Certainly a big, big positive to that side of things. And just a couple other brief notes here when it comes to football. First of all, yeah, I've been busy, even though not doing much on the show front these days, certainly editing some of the, or re-editing some of the old games, the classics, so that we can give you more streamlined versions. Some of the games I noticed had 20, 25, 28 segments to them. Now they all just have four segments, namely four quarters. And so you can hear the classic replays instead of, for example, on Thursday listening to Auburn in a 3 hour and 20 minute version. It's down to 2.5. There was enough drama in that game, believe me. Listening back to these, you forget some of the plays building up to the big plays at the end. But you get to hear all of the plays and maybe in a little bit quicker fashion for your replay purposes. We're also working on some other stuff, trying to get some new replays, some new classics, as it were, onto the stream. But 2007 is the focal point of Thursday and Friday, and you'll hear plenty of that great action. One of the games that kind of slipped through the cracks, we replayed it just a couple of times. Syracuse has been added to that circuit of that 2007 season, so we're almost doing that entire season. And of course, pretty soon we'll be getting set for the 2021 broadcast. And if you didn't see this, fans are welcome back to the USF football team luncheon. The Bulls kickoff luncheon is now set August the 18th at the JW Marriott, the beautiful new structure in downtown Tampa. It is fantastic. It's going to be from 11:30 to 1. It started off in 2019. Good crowd there. Couldn't happen last year due to the pandemic. And now plenty of special guests and fun for the upcoming 25th anniversary season. If you head to gousfbulls.com, there's more details on some of the special guests. If you want tickets to the luncheon, it is $50 for individual or $360 for a table of eight. I'll do the math for you. It's $45 instead of $50 for an individual ticket. I know with the last one, and I assume it'll be the same here. If I hear differently, I'll tell you that every table had a player sitting at it. The highlight will be the speech from Jeff Scott, and Michael Kelly will also speak. Sam Barrington will be the MC. The band will be there. Yeah, if you're a USF football fan, head to gousfbulls.com, which actually has a direct link to registration for the event. So if you go to the story on gousfbulls.com, you can find it out right there. If you have more questions, 1-800-GO-BULLS. Well, that's going to do it for this very short version. Told you we didn't have 30 minutes worth of stuff, but we wanted to drop in and mention and wish well to Alan Kunkel with that bit of news and tell you about the upcoming Friday program. Plenty of basketball conversations that I'll be gathering up on Thursday for you. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.